Hello, hello, hello. Happy July. How are you? It's your girl, Salude. And for those of you that are new here, once a month I go out of character and talk to you as my happy self. This lets me talk about what I have planned, what's going on, and more importantly, it lets me thank you for being here and supporting me and letting me make more stories for you. I hope you're doing well. I hope you are having a great summer. These audios are pretty quick and dirty, not quite as refined as my usual. If that's not your jam, I completely understand. Oh, and that reminds me, I'm recording this one on a different gain setting than I usually do. It might sound fucky, I'm just trying something out. I hope it's okay. I'm sorry if it's not. Okay, yeah, let's get into it. As always, I have my post-it note. Really quick, don't want to linger on it. My beautiful cat was euthanized last month. It really fucked me up. We were together all day, every day. He woke me up. He told me when to go to bed. I had him for 9 years. He was 17. And I was really not with it last month. I'm so sorry. I will be better this month. Grief doesn't go away, it just changes shape, and I am dealing with a more manageable shaped grief. Like, there was no binaural audios last month, no ear to ear. I'm so sorry. I don't know how I forgot. I will make it up to you, I promise. Well, we're gonna do it right now. Right now, we're gonna go from left to right. Maybe we'll go. Or something like that. I'm so sorry. I think I'm gonna have a feedback poll about binaural ear-to-ear audio. How do you all feel about it? I think a lot of you really like it. But yeah. Okay, that was, yeah, I'm sorry I even had to talk about it. I thought I would tell you a funny story to try and make up for it. I started a live-action tabletop role-playing game group doing Blades in the Dark rather than Dungeons & Dragons. It's really structured. It's kind of, if you ever played the Dishonored games, very that. And there's this, like, heist, downtime, flashback thing. It's not important. What is important is another player at the table who I'm going to call Esper. So I don't get out a lot. And Esper uses she, they pronouns, and I do struggle to remember those sometimes. I kind of go matchy-matchy. But I have a trick for remembering if someone's pronouns are she, they. And it's just like a dumb joke I heard once. But we're like session zero, we're getting all our characters ready, I'm writing down everyone's pronouns for their characters, and I look at Esper and I have the pen and paper in my hand and I go, so for your character it's she, them as well? And Esper goes, yeah. And I go, okay. And I tilt my head down to start writing and I tap the side of my forehead to indicate thought. Spoiler, there was no thoughts happening in my fucking brain. And I go, yeah, how I remember is when I meet someone with those pronouns, I say to myself, I want to she them titties. And like the whole room goes fucking silent. I am mortified this came out of my mouth. It was such an inside thought. And I look up and there's men at the table and the men are just like, completely still, like it's a standoff. Who's reacting to this? And Esper fucking dies. They laugh so hard, and then I start laughing, and then the men start laughing, and I just like It was like apologizing, but we wound up laughing so hard. We had like fucking tears, and I'm so lucky. Like, oh, it's nice when people are more inclined to laugh than be offended. And I, you know, we've played a few games together now. And I just wanted to tell you a dumb story that isn't based in fantasy, I guess. Okay, what's next? This doesn't feel real when I say it, but thank you so much for buying out my entire wish list. Nox, Zeppo, my anonymous friend, thank you so much. Please don't feel obligated. You never have to do that. I'm leaving it empty for now. I just want to refill it thoughtfully and slowly. And that's incredible. What a way to cheer up during a bad month. That's crazy and wonderful. Thank you. And I will move on because I'm blushing. What else do I have here? Okay, yeah, let's talk about the audios. I'm gonna do a Vampire the Masquerade one. If you don't know what that is, it's a tabletop role-playing system. It started in the 90s. It's very story heavy. You're vampires, you're kind of fighting a losing battle in regards to staying human. And the world building is huge. There's so much there. There was some video games too. If you don't know it, don't worry. It's gonna sound like another vampire audio with a few more world building terms, like they call getting turned into a vampire the embrace. But you'll be able to figure out the words through context, or your character won't know anything, so things will be explained to you. I'm a little nervous. I've never done a franchise before. But I love it. I love that system so much. So yeah, please don't worry if you're unfamiliar. I promise you, it's still gonna be fun. And what else do I have? What else? Are we almost done? This is a long one, guys. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's everything. Thank you for listening if you made it this far, and more importantly, thank you for being here. It means a lot to me. I know things are so expensive right now, and I literally couldn't do this without you. It means a lot to me, and I'm blown away every day. And thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so amazing and so important to, you know, I'm biased, but to support people who make art that you enjoy, especially like, you know, people that are independent, and I'm not part of anything. I'm just like one girl with a microphone, but I get to do this because of you. And please don't be a stranger. Like, I'm very slow to reply to DMs, but I don't ignore anyone. If you have anything to say, I would love to hear from you. But I also understand not wanting to talk to creators. I get that too. I'm gonna go record something else, but I hope you have a wonderful day. Be good, take care of yourself, and have sweet dreams tonight, okay? Mwah.